Ed, it's that time of year. Get out the old seed catalog and look ever hopeful towards spring and all of the beautiful plants that you hope to raise.
Vaughn, there's some guidelines everyone needs to follow. I have to admit, when I first started in horticulture as a kid, with my dad I accused my wife of this. We look for seed catalogs, and we just look at the ones with the beautiful flowers, and we say, I want that one. I want that beautiful blue, red, whatever it is, and I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to be the talk of the neighborhood. Even though the thing will not grow in my yard, when it's not adapted, it maybe will look good for 1 month until the winter takes it out.
Wrong climate, wrong soils, wrong everything.
It's kind of like everyone goes down to Hilton Head, and we see all these beautiful rhododendrons and azaleas, and I'll realize that what it takes to get them to do well up here to have those beautiful flowers.
Yeah, I learned my lesson on the rhododendron. I'm very shallow to bedrock at my house, you know, so it's a very, very alkaline soil.
Yeah, and Roy loves really acid soil.
Exactly. My rhododendron lasted half of one season.
So, I mean, we can do it here, but you got to put on a lot of acidifying agents to get it there. And then other things, you got to decide, do you want an annual or perennial? Uh-huh. You know, as I get older, Vaughn, the word is perennial. I don't want to do any work with the thing.
Well, you don't have to buy them every year if you do it right.
That's right. And annuals, you know, they're beautiful, but you have to plant them every year. You usually have to deadhead them. There's a lot of work to get a gorgeous annual garden, but they do have vibrant colors and all that. But there are a lot of nice perennials out here that you only have to prune every now and then or never, like mine, until it just gets too nasty. You can do things with. And then zone selection. We don't think about it. And, of course, everybody paid for it the year of the vortex. So when it gets really cold, in Ohio, we're zone 6A, which means we got to get plants that can take the extremes 5 to 10 degrees below zero. So those years you'll be okay, but other years you're going to lose that plant. And particularly if you put all that effort into the perennial we were talking earlier and didn't lose it because you picked a plant that wasn't adapted to our zone. You also got to think about full sun or shade. What's it adapted to? Mm-hmm. Plants that have beautiful flowers oftentimes require full sun. Does it require a lot of special care, like deadheading, which means you got to get out there every week to keep it blooming all the time? And then if you work with fruit trees and some vegetables, make sure you have a mix of different species, like with apples. You can't have all red delicious. You got to have another apple species. And also, you may have to have a male and female flower plants out there to get pollination and to get fruit on there. So think about all these things. Do your homework and then pick that plant that's perfect for your area after you do your homework.
Make it look good. Thank you, Ed. For Ag Talk, Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.